Chofetz Chaim in Shaar Tzfuno, Shmuel Salashin, Perek Yud Aleph. He says, "Bo Yevur Eich Shakadosh Baruch Hu Machzir L'Adam Avor Midas Abitochen." We'll show how Hakadosh Baruch Hu protects the person because he's boiteichanim. We've mentioned in the past what the grain says, "Tov Lachleis BaHashem Yivteich BaAdam," that it's better to be take Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a machzir, as a protection, than Yivteich BaAdam. Even if a person, a human being, is given a guarantee, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu hasn't given a guarantee, it's better to be take Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a machzir, Tov Lachleis BaHashem. To put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He'll protect you, Miftayach Ba'adam, then to be Voteach in a person who already gave you his guarantee. Because, what could a person do? A person's not in charge. Says the Chofetz Chaim, V'dadin Netziris HaLashin Meira, one should know that when a person guards his tongue from speaking Ra, K'rilalas HaShmir Mekol Chalkei Deburim Shul Lahara L'Hakn L'Chaver. This includes not speaking derogatorily about his friend in any which way, lashon hara or rechilus or machlekes, whether it's lashon hara, rechilus, or arguing with your friend, uklalis valbanis panim, cursing him or embarrassing him by nasa dvarim, saying hurtful words. Umisha yirta lizkeis shmiras halashin, somebody that wants to be zeiche to shmiras halashin in its best form. So it's like you said before in the beginning of Parak Test, that a person should bear in mind that it wasn't the other person who took away his parnasa or took away his kavod ukedeme, which is generally the siba for lashon hara or rechilus or klalis or banas panim or whatever else it is. It's everything is weighed and meticulously by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person doesn't, if he's supposed to have the honor, he's going to have the honor. Supposed to have the money, he's going to have the money. Supposed to be the person who's going to have the hano, he's going to have the hano. It's all calculated down to the minutest detail by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kadesh lo yerlo echad im yigal ibeinon. If a person bears this in mind, then he's not going to do anything hurtful to his friend just because he did something that connected him. Lo yovei lesaper b'gnusa, he would not speak derogatorily about him, velori vitoi, or to fight with him, ulakalo l'halv in front of laknitoi, v'yivtach b'Hashem, u'bibaytechen kadosh baruch hu, shiyazm lo mimokam acher, tzachos elay al yodoi. And u'bibaytechen kadosh baruch hu, that if he incurred a loss because of what his friend did, then kadosh baruch hu will be mimal the loss. Kadosh baruch hu has infinite amount of ways, and there's a just because he lost money in place A doesn't mean that the money is lost and he'll get back the money some other way. V'nei amru chazal, person never knows. I'll just say a story that somebody mentioned to me this week, because it's somebody that somebody from here, from Unzur Chaburo, that a person never knows where the yeshuva is going to come from. So even though he lost money in place A, maybe place B will get. Said that his wife was looking for a job, and she tried emailing 20 places, numerous places, looking for a job. Nothing doing. One out of all the places, one of them responded, and they said, "Oh, when will you be coming to Lakewood? Like, when are you going to be coming back? Then we'll be able to maybe take you as for a job." He said, no, we're in Eretz Yisrael. We're not going back right now, exactly. Because of nothing. No. Gets her ad kan. Said that's it. After the 20th one, you know. That's it. Stopped emailing. The very next day they got a phone call from a totally random person. By the way, there's a position open. So a temporary position for somebody who's on maternity leave. Would your wife be interested in it? Sure enough, she took it. And a little while later, the person came back from maternity leave. And they were looking for a job again. And a few months later, and the lady calls back again. We have another job. Another job that's available. And if you're interested, you can have it. This is, they put in tremendous amounts of ishtadlis into all different places, and the yeshua came from somewhere else. Yeshua came from a totally different place. But that's really how it is with anything. You're right, it could be that a person making ishtadlis over here, somebody took away money from him, and he's trying to get back his money, and at the end of the day, the yeshua comes from a totally different place. The money ended up coming from place B as opposed to place A. V'nei amru chazal, kol atele b'tchayinu b'kadosh baruch hu, me'achseli ba'il ma'zeh le'el ma'zeh. Somebody is boitech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protects him in this world and the next world. Shenemar, Umilas Kol HaTorah, anybody, Kol HaTorah, anybody that depends on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even if it's not because he's scared that it's going to infringe upon his Avodas Hashem, he's simply too lazy. Somebody went ahead and stole from him, whatever it was. Now he just doesn't, he's too lazy to do it. I know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get the money back, I'll get it back. So I'm not fighting with the guy. That's also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the money back. V'chol shekein, certainly, kal v'chomer, mi shemayim alatme mi lorivim chaviri shenogal ibinyonov, v'nei kovet shemayim, sheresh layuchal esapik beisakas, v'ledaber dvarim shalik ha'igin al-pi adin. If you're, certainly, if the reason why you're not doing anything is because, you say, listen here, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I know that if I'm going to start with this guy, I'm going to say things I shouldn't say, I'm going to do things that I shouldn't do, I don't want to do it, I don't want to get involved, because if I get involved, who knows what's going to be, it's going to somehow detract from my avodas Hashem, from my midas tevis, from my diburim tevim. Maybe I'm not going to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of it. Certainly, in such a case, al kinu mavra midas b'teich Hashem vaksh minish yasmo imokam acher. V'vadi Kadosh Baruch Hu loy gam lemachse b'olam hazeh. Certainly, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, not just in olam habo, get tzchar from it, but even in olam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he's not going to lose out. He doesn't always see it. It's not always the very next day he finds, 150 shekel on the floor because the day before and somebody cheated him and charged him way too much. So, lav dafke is that the nekudah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that he said beforehand was before next Rosh Hashanah. There's a time to, if you lost money this year, before next Rosh Hashanah, you'll get the money back. You get the money back. And the Chofetz Chaim, he epitomized this. He personified this idea. There's a story that they say that the Chofetz Chaim, it's in the Chofetz Chaim Alater, in the blue three volume edition. They say that somebody came over to him and he said, he owes the Chofetz Chaim, he pulled out 5 rubles and he says, do you have change? I owe you 1 ruble. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember that you owe me money. I'm not taking it. So he says, no, don't you remember? The Chofetz Chaim says, no, I don't remember. So the guy says, you're right. I was just playing, I was just trying to give you money, but you don't owe me money. So, you know what, I'll give to, Chofetz Chaim says, you want to give? You can give to the yeshiva. He says, you know what? I'll give it to the yeshiva. You have change of 5 rubles. I want to give a ruble to the yeshiva. Chofetz Chaim says, sure, for the yeshiva, no problem. Pulls out his wallet, and the guy snatches the wallet and runs. The whole thing was a ruse. The whole thing was just to get money. He's trying to get the Chofetz Chaim to give him change. He pulled out his wallet, but mainly he took it and ran. Kitzer, they started off after him. The people around him. Chofetz Chaim says, laws, leave him, let him go. Kinnear, he needs money, and that's it. Just let him. Let him be. Why? Here's the guy. You'll get the guy. Hops him! Go, in 2 minutes. You'll have the guy flat and you'll put his arm behind his back. And that's it. You got the money back. What's the big deal? You got your wallet. No. That's it. He was Boitech and Gansin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides the fact, I'm sure that there's other Cheshboinus also of not embarrassing yet in Mechulu. But Be'etzem, that is the classic. That's such a case. That's a case of, listen here. If you're supposed to have the money, you're going to have the money. If you're not supposed to have the money, you're not going to have the money. A person came ahead and stole. So now, does that mean lechatchilo leave your front door open and you don't have to do any yishtalus? Maybe somebody told that, but now that it's post facto, it's after the fact. So what could he do? He could embarrass the guy. He could do something. Imagine what this guy would feel like if they would catch him and that's it. He's in the newspapers. This is the guy that stole from the Chofetz Chaim. The guy that stole from the Chofetz Chaim. You know, that's it. You bury the guy. So now, anything, any aspect of fighting or speaking derogatorily about somebody, a neighbor, this is something which comes up all the time, right? Somebody, the taxi driver. We made up on 25 shekel, and next thing you know, he's asking for 30 shekel. What is this business? You shakran and everything. This is how you make your money? That's a, 5 shekel. Laws, 5 shekel. But Lamaisi's a cheater. Lamaisi, we made up on 25 shekel. Right? Made him 25 shekel, and he gave him 30 shekel, and he didn't give you back any change. And he told you that, we got stuck in traffic, and I wasn't expecting him. What's stuck in traffic? You know that there's, we live in Yerushalayim, my friend. This is daily occurrences. What is this business? He didn't take in the cheshbon. All these things that it's, sometimes it's 5 shekel, and sometimes it's 50 shekel, and sometimes it's 200 shekel, and sometimes he calls the guy down, and he says it's going to be something, and then the next thing you know, he tells you, it's 150 shekel, because then you realize that it's ABCDE. ABCDE, this is your bread and butter, my friend. You know this happens all every day. What's going to... So you can either fight with the guy and that's it. Next time that somebody asks you which plumber to use, I don't know which plumber to use. I know which plumber not to use. Don't use Chaim Yankov and Shimon David. This is the guy. He's a cheat. He's anything. He comes over. He tells you 150 shekel. By the time he's out of your house, it's 550 shekel. So You could fight with a guy, and you could... Now, it could be in a case, such a case, you're mechuyev. That such a case, al tlashon hara, to save somebody else from... But if it's your personal interaction with this person, then that's about what Chafetz Chaim is saying. Chafetz Chaim is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees you that you'll get your money back. And Moshe Lama Adavar Deimah. Leisha Shebonav Mesuban Al Shechonav Yechilek Manas Cholechad Vechem Yibonav. Moshe to somebody who has all his... He got his whole family sitting around this table. V'chotav Vechem Yibiyad Chaveri. And one of the sons grabs... He sees that his the next son next to him got a bigger piece, and give more gishmak, a piece of schnitzel. Zel. Slice, takes the plate, and he grabs it. And the child that lost the schnitzel, he comes to his father and he says, "Dad, Avi, bikashti mi achi sheyachzor li chelki v'leratzo. I asked him, please give me back my schnitzel. This is lunch, my friend. Please give me back the schnitzel. V'leratzo, and he didn't want to give it back to me. V'ani yodeh she'im return chashana ki yishet ochiv, v'af l'nur v'yachad. I know that even though I could scream at him, and I could fight with him, and I could tap him on the other shoulder and then grab it from the other side that he shouldn't see, and grab it back, I know that we can do it. But you don't want that. You don't want that we should fight together. He asks his father, please give me another piece of schnitzel. When his father hears it, he kisses him on the forehead and he says, I'm going to give you, and he gave him a much, much bigger piece than originally he gave him. And he says, ooh, you mamish, you found favor in my eyes for what you've done. Achicha shreita yachzikas chalkecho. Vayol esud acher, says l'chobik eflayim. Zolzana, he should keep your peace, and I'll give you, by the next meal, I'll give you twice as much. V'loi loyetein klal. And him, I'm not going to give him anything. Avalema ben anigza lo yasekein. But let's say the guy that lost the schnitzel, he doesn't do that. Achior v'machiv, he's going to go fight with another person. V'yakuzeh zeh le'enei ove v'achiyeti b'loim yipiv. And he's going to fight with him in front of the father until he lets his tongue loose. Afsha emesim aben anigza lazeh. Even though the truth is with the person that got lost, that lost the schnitzel, that he lost it, and he should, and it wasn't right. The guy mamish came over and stole his food. If he's going to start fighting, even though he's right, if he's going to start fighting, the father's not going to be happy with him. If anybody ever tried to stop a fight, just come to me. Come to me instead of fighting with him. Don't give him back. Come to me. I'll work it out for you. Why do you have to go ahead and fight? Certainly not to fight with each other for such silly pettiness. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's mamish the same thing in day to day life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemechalek mazal lechol briyov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody their schnitzel and gives everybody their parnasa. Kedesiv noisin lechem lechol basar, hu avin she Yisrael v'heim banav. Kedesiv banim atem l'Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, we're his children. He gives us the schnitzel that we want. And he wants that we shouldn't fight. He wants that there should be peace. And he doesn't want them to fight. Is there anything that I'm lacking that I'm requesting of you? What am I yes requesting of you? All I'm asking is to love each other. Don't fight with each other. What do you mean don't fight with the other guy? He went ahead and he stole my... He opened up a competition across the street. What do you mean I shouldn't fight with him? Of course I'm going to fight with him. But I just saw a story. I opened up a book. I saw a story that the two biggest kosher Chol V'Yisrael ice cream companies in New York are Mahadran and Klein. And I can't remember. I'm not doing justice because I don't remember which one did it for the other one. But I think there was a blackout they lost electricity in New York, and for an ice cream company that's catastrophic because everything melts and you're in deep trouble. Because I think it was Klein's got their electricity back after 5 hours, and Mahadran didn't get their electricity back for 2 days. 2 days of ice cream in trucks that don't have freezers that are off is terrible. Mamela, the Kleins went. They said, "Now's our time. Now's our time to help out." They went with their refrigerator trucks, whatever it was, and they took all their ice cream and brought it to their company, whatever it was, and then put it in until they got the electricity back. Their competitor, the biggest competitor, and they That's what Akadosh Baruch Hu wants. What does Akadosh Baruch Hu want? That's what Akadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what Akadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the Zayis came to go around for everybody. L'chein, kishadam echon regeh beisik shal chaveru bikish meitah shizakim mizev l'rotza. Somebody else infringes on your parnasa. He's taking on your parnasa. He's stepping on your toes. And you ask him, please stop. Please stop. Please stop stepping on my toes. V'l'rotza. And he doesn't want to stop. He likes stepping on your toes. Uba lifnei Hashem izbaruch mizchan elav shitin leimona acheres l'yitzarech l'arvim chaveri. You turn to the Baruch Shalom and say, listen here, Baruch Shalom, I'm doing this for you. I don't want to fight with him. Please give me money from somewhere else. Bevada yimotei for zechein b'nei Hashem yizbarach abim yidasa kedusha kamar may desiv ter leret ablima ami ha'olam kayim ami sheboyin lo espi b'shas merivo vavur b'tchoyin b'Hashem yitin lezah apayim. Because, certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the whole world is resting on you, the person that keeps his mouth shut at the time of a fight, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you whatever it is that you're asking, and will give you mana apayim, it says by Chano, that Elkanah gave a mana apayim, gave a much greater portion than he previously had. The very fact that a person doesn't want to fight with other person, and he's boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu that will give him, certainly, bevadai, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be a machzeh, not just bo'ilam haba, but also bo'ilam hazeh, and guarantee that he gets back whatever it is that he's supposed to get.